Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Everybody's favorite media maven, Tonya Curry. How are you doing, Tonya?
That's such a lovely introduction. Good morning, Betty. Good morning, Lind. How are you guys doing?
We're very well, thank you. Lindy's not in the studio at the moment, but she waves vigorously from the window.
You're
in Saldanha Bay, excuse me.
I'm in Saldanha Bay, yes, and this morning I woke up to no internet, panicking, phoned Lindy and said, oh my God, and here we are. We made it. I'm winging it because I haven't done the report, so I've just picked out the headlines, so we're going to try our best to get through what was a very fascinating week. I couldn't keep up with the arrests. Could you?
Yeah, no, I as I said earlier on, I thought they're going to arrest the whole of this Free State, which probably wouldn't be a bad thing. But yeah, tell us what has been going on.
Well, I mean, we certainly saw the hawks actually can fly. They can also swoop. It's amazing to see after a dormant state facility suddenly came to life. And we saw huge arrests. We saw, well, it all stems from the state capture testimony. And we saw asbestos issue, and we spoke about that last week, I think, about the asbestos issue, and also about the sheer level of corruption in the Free State, like aka ACE, right? And at one point, somebody actually even mentioned his name, but a guy called Soddy got on the stand, and they had his bank statements, and every line that Advocate Pretorius read out was some payoff to somebody that never was less than $1 million.
Sure.
Okay. In fact, from the tender money that he secured through fraudulent behavior, that money he then paid back to the ANC as donations for salaries. So what was very enlightening this week in state capture's testimony is that all this corrupt money, a lot of it filters back to the party itself. And, you know, we often, the people that sit in those chat rooms on the YouTube videos for state capture often are said, they say, why aren't the hawks standing at the door? Well, in this instant, when it came to the Soddy guy and his company that's called Blackhead, that whose owner, by the way, was murdered. Okay. Like, it reads like a very bad novel. The hawks were waiting at the door this time. They arrested not one or two. They arrested six people, and then one went on the run. I don't know who the one that was on the run, but he eventually handed himself over. I think it was yesterday. So huge arrests made in the case of state capture, and it's about damn time, isn't it?
Well, I think to be honest, we need to give people give people a little bit more credit. Maybe they just misunderstood. It's not the free stuff. It's the Free State. And that's what people were not understanding. I mean, to be fair, we are still seeing a lot of small fry. Like, I'm glad that we're picking up the minnows, but we know that there are whole ministers out there who were brying on the public purse, and we wouldn't mind if them being thrown in jail. But I suppose a start is a start.
Well, I think they're working from the bottom up. I mean, as these cases are closed, I've seen a very big change in the way state capture's processes work. What they do is they take that day and they sort of start with the good guy who's ready to tell you everything and really didn't have much involvement, all the way right to they then implicate the one above them and the one above them and the one above them. And then we end up with people like Soddy and Nzeku and Mukhezi, all of them involved in state capture inquiry, which all roads lead to ACE when it comes to the Free State. So I'm hoping that by them nabbing them, finally ACE gets his day. That would be very good. But they didn't stop there. They also arrested Vincent Smith, who was implicated in the Basasa testimony, and added additional charges to Agritzi. So that story also, like, so now we're seeing Basasa being handled, and we're seeing this asbestos project being handled. And then on top of that, this week they started with, my other favorite to hate, Supra Mahamapelo. They haven't said his name yet, But the it's about the Northwest, and they're focusing on the period 2014 and 2015, and they keep mentioning the Premier. They don't say Supra. They say the Premier. So I'm hoping by next week, we've got all Mahamapelo's little minions rounded up, and hopefully we'll get the top dogs eventually. It's so encouraging for me to see that there are finally arrests being made, lots of them, related to this damning evidence, because you don't know how many times, Benji, on screen, these guys admit to fraud and corruption and then leave the building. The hawk should be at the door.
So besides the hawks and arrest, what else has been going on?
Well, did you watch it? Trump versus Biden.
No, I didn't, because I value my sanity.
You don't want to do that to yourself.
Tanya? Tanya? Tanya, what, did you go for a dip with the hippopotamuses there in Sedona?
I think it's because I was talking about Trump and Biden.
You know, our lines couldn't take it any longer.
No, exactly. Did you hear this morning that both him and Melania have tested positive for COVID?
We did,
So that's headline news this morning.
Absolutely.
So a very, very close set of debating from both parties, in my opinion. Really, headline news this morning is Trump keeps saying it affects old people, COVID. So I don't know if 76 is old, but we'll have to find out. Moving out of international waters and back here at home, specifically in Gauteng, this story broke last week. Charles Kinnear, this anti-gun investigator that was gunned down in his front yard, and the accused being a rugby player, Zane Killian. But the story unravels as it's very, very complicated. It's, appears to be, the mafia in Gauteng. There's talks about it being the same people who killed Mark Batchelor, and, a guy called Modak seems to be at the heart of this conversation. And it turns out that it's very likely that SAPs are involved themselves. So it's not the first time we've seen this, but it's made a very big waves in the community, and certainly on news and social media. So I hope for once that this man, that a person's loss of life actually makes an impact in what is a huge story. Absolutely massive. Can you work it out?
Yeah, it is how quickly some of the stuff that he was investigating has come up and come out, and what's been going on in the, as you say, the SAPS link is very serious, especially because, you know, they keep pushing for like gun-free South Africa, and all of these guys will say, well, we shouldn't have guns. But then if we're handing them over to the police and they're just selling them on the side like they're chappies, that's not ideal.
Right. Exactly. And who knows what else they're selling on this side.
No.
Look, there's a couple of depressing stories in here. I'm not going to keep you too sad, but we lost 2.2 million jobs during the COVID period, and the ANC can't pay salaries, but that's fine, because remember, Saudi is the backer of the salaries there. And we also had 896 farms come up for land reform. Do you think they include Eskom's funds, 130 that Eskom took back?
Yeah, it's a good question. In principle, I have to say, I think that there seems to be some issues with how they do the leasing or whatever. But in principle, the government actually does own a lot of land in this country. So why it shouldn't go to people as a good start for land reform, that seems like a good start. So Toko Didiza does deserve some credit, actually, for starting a process
Absolutely. And that's business. This is David McCrory. He came out guns a-blazing and suspended the health head of department. It seems to me, guys, we've had a good week. I know it feels like we didn't, but a lot of people got arrested. A lot of movement was made. I mean, Ramaphosa even made Gakula's flight details and all that public for us all to dig in and to have a look at what went on there. We had Zuma versus Zondo go head-to-head. So it looks like finally the wheels of justice are turning, and we may see orange overalls.
Oh my word!
Richard and Dooley.
Just as you're saying that, you were Zuma versus Zondo. It just reminded me. I don't know, Tanya. Were you of the generation that used to watch Dragon Ball Z?
My husband was.
because I can, I've just got in this, in my mind, a picture of like Zuma versus Zondo. For people who don't know Dragon Ball Z, it's like an anime thing where these like flying Superman type people punch one another and throw things. And I could just see a comic in my mind at the moment.
Well, I mean, definitely the best man's going to win there. And we all know who he is, right?
Absolutely.
I have faith, Benji. I have faith. So have a good weekend, because don't worry, the wheels of justice have finally started turning.
Well, from your mouth to Shinani Dipota, more importantly, what's her name? Bitole.
Oh,
yeah, to her ears.
I hope so. I certainly hope so. It's lovely to talk to you.
Have a great weekend. Tanya Curry there, our media maven, bringing us all that matters with the Grey Matter on 101.9 Chai FM.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.